The long-awaited President's Management Agenda is out as of yesterday. It has a long list of cross-agency priority goals, and it stresses over and over the need to modernize systems and deploy more digital services. Joining me with his assessment, former Office of Management and Budget Controller Dave Mader, now Chief Strategy Officer for the civilian sector at Deloitte. Dave, good to have you back.
Nice, Tom. Thanks. I appreciate it.
So right after this rollout, this 52-page PDF came out. What struck you most as important to take away from it?
I think two things, Tom. I think one is the thrust and emphasis that the administration is placing on modernizing technology. The data accountability, transparency, and the workforce, the people component, I think, really are the drivers to improve the performance of our government. And then, you know, marrying up the cross-agency priority goals to support those three major initiatives. It's an approach that has worked in previous administrations, and I actually applaud them for continuing that approach. I think it will lead to successes over the next several years.
And they do mention at some length a tool that exists now that didn't exist in the last administration, and Congress has passed that MGT Act, the Modernizing Government Technology Act, and that seems like an important part of this whole mix.
No, I think that MGT Act is key to modernizing our legacy systems and reducing vulnerabilities that we have in a lot of these legacy systems. And, you know, I'm optimistic, I think, as they are, that when Congress finishes up the work this week on the FY18 omnibus bill, that there'll be funding for the MGT Act. And that will, you know, be the beginning of a two-year journey for the MGT Act. So, you know, I think exciting things over the next several months.
Now, early on, I guess maybe back in the Clinton administration, there was e-government. And then during the Bush administration, it turned into more of a digital services model. They didn't call it that then. Now, the digital services kind of started in the Obama administration, carrying through to the Trump administration. It seems like a third generation, if you will, of e-government.
I think you're right, Tom. And, you know, I was at a conference back in October where Matt Lara spoke, and he actually talked about shared services in this particular AGA conference as a relay race between administrations. And I think that's true. When you go back over the last several administrations, they've been building on the achievements of the prior administration. And I think when I look at the Centers of Excellence and the emphasis on modernization using MGT Act, as well as the, you know, data strategy, data accountability, and data transparency, it continues on that journey.
And one item I noticed that I think people have been trying to drive at for a long time, it's now in here in black and white, is getting grants accountability finished, because there have been some legislative and developments in the executive branch on improper payments over the years and also on contracting. But grants seems to be the next almost frontier.
And I think that's an area that when I was at OMB, we started to look at. And what really brought, I think, grants into focus for me when I was at OMB was how that information was then flowing into the USA spending website, and a recognition that as a government, we do spend an awful lot of our money on grants, state, local, higher educational institutions, and being able to manage that more efficiently and effectively, not only for the government, but also for the grant applicants, I think is taken on a real priority as one of the cross-agency goals.
And of course, now we have the Data Act now 2 years into that, and I think probably all agencies aren't equal in their response to it. But I see here, too, enterprise data governance as one of the strategies for accountability and transparency. And so the big data age and the age of data as the next oil, all of those things seem to be expressed here also.
I think the emphasis on the data management and a data strategy is really goes hand in hand with the technology modernization and also the focus on the customer, the citizens. We don't want individuals having to provide, you know, the same data multiple times for benefits or for grants or for any kind of interaction with the government. So I think, you know, recognizing that, you know, data is integral to modernization, but it's also integral to improving the customer experience. Again, you know, sort of reflected in the overall plan and reinforced with the CAPCO
We're speaking with Dave Mader, Chief Strategy Officer for Civilian at Deloitte and former controller at the Office of Management and Budget. And cybersecurity still underlies the ability to do any of this. Do you feel that the agenda gives sufficient play and emphasis to cyber?
You know, I think, Tom, over the last 10 years, you know, the government has recognized the importance of cyber and in safeguarding the information that we have, both as an institution, but equally important, or perhaps even more important, the data that we collect from citizens and safeguard. So, you know, again, going hand in hand with a data strategy as well as a modernization strategy, and driving, I think, a lot of this modernization through these five centers of excellence at GSA will yield some benefits down the road.
And also, I think this is on page 18, they mention there's a bullet point, aligning total compensation with competitive labor market practice. This has to do with the human capital issue in government. And it's almost like they're looking for more money for certain people in certain job classes, agile organizations and so forth. And that's something you might not have expected as a top-line item for the Trump administration.
Well, I mean, I think it is a recognition that, you know, the federal government in its delivery of missions is done through its federal employees and support. And, you know, it is a people business. And I actually do think that, you know, with Jeff Pahn now as the director of OPM, we're going to start seeing some innovation in approaches. And, you know, I think we all recognize that there are changes that need to be made, some that can be made by executive order, by regulation, and some of it is going to have to be done through legislation. And, you know, having had an opportunity to work with Jeff several years ago at a consulting firm, I think he's the right choice at the right time to engage on some of these people issues.
And also at OMB, there is Suzette Kent, hasn't been in place for a couple of months, and it seems like that is really needed to drive this.
Right. And I think when you look at the experience that Margaret Weikert, Suzette, and Jeff Pahn bring to the management agenda, you have a nice blend of private sector experience. Jeff obviously has worked in the government before. So I think it's a nice combination with Emily Murphy at GSA in being able to drive a lot of these cross-agency goals to fruition.
And if I'm a contractor, I should probably read this. What do you think their takeaways might be?
I mean, it was interesting in the rollout out in Kansas City, and each of the speakers, I think, talked about the value of bringing private sector experience to the government sector and how the experiences between those two sectors really are complementary of each other. So I think, you know, those of us in the private sector should applaud the agenda and the approach that they're taking.
Dave Mader is Chief Strategy Officer for Civilian at Deloitte and former controller at the Office of Management and Budget. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Find more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.